got Wayne doing traffic control. What a blessing it is for everyone to be with us tonight to worship our Lord, our Savior, our God. We're going to start with hymn number 255. We're going to do the first two stanzas of hymn number 255, stanza 1 and 2. Pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with joy and thanksgiving, standing in awe of your grace and your mercy, that though our sins are great, your grace is greater, and you have poured out your grace and your mercy upon us to lift us up out of the miry clay, out of the pit of the path of hell, and into the path of righteousness and holiness, that through faith in Christ we are redeemed, we are cleansed, we are purified, and we are holy. By your command and by your declaration, we pray for your blessing upon this evening to encourage our hearts to look to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me. What else would you like to sing this evening? We've got a few minutes. Caleb, you got a favorite? Well, I just asked him. You heard me. 377 is what I... Okay. So Caleb wants 377. So Candace, mark that in your book for Caleb. Stand up for Jesus. This is one of the... Between 377 and 378, I always thought it'd be interesting to play, you know, like stanza 1 of 377 and stanza 2 of 378. And it's, yeah, but that would get so confusing, wouldn't it? No. Okay. Raquel says no, so we're good. 377.
Suffer love, from victory unto victory is ours.
So what else would you like to sing? That was a good choice, Caleb. What else would you like? Any other? Joe.
185.
Glorious things of thee are spoken. Amen. Sing this evening? Yes, Christine.
449.
To God be the glory, great things He has done. Amen.
Thank you.
So what else would you like to sing? Raquel?
263.
A shelter in the time of storm. Yeah. Shepherd, lead us.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus.
Cross, would you like to sing? Victor.
Red Cross, 295.
295. He leadeth me.
Thank you.
Madeline. It's always good for a Christmas song. Okay, so I wanted to, before we begin the service, because I had forgotten about a prayer request, and so I just wanted to extend that to everybody and then to pray for it. So pray for Miguel Concha and the EMTs up in the area. They had a case that was very difficult for them to deal with. They had a man who used a 45 caliber pistol to shoot his four children. And one of them that Miguel was working on was a five-year-old, and he's survived, he's in stable condition, but it was very traumatic for everyone that was there. How could someone do that to their own child? And yet, this is what this gentleman did. So we do have to, so the father also killed himself, and so of the five victims, one survived, and it's a five-year-old. So we don't know anything about the mother, but father and all of his siblings are gone. And so we're going to pray for that situation, pray for the family, and pray for God's grace and mercy in the midst of it. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you would be with Miguel and the emergency workers that had to deal face-to-face with the cruelty of man, in that this child, Lord, who is now left without a father, who tried to kill him and did kill his siblings, Lord, that you would bless this child with your comforting hands and your divine peace and grace, that you would encourage the EMTs to turn towards you and recognize the need for you and the greatness of your love and your compassion, even in the midst of such horrendous turmoil, and that in you they would find their comfort and peace. In you they would find strength and wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Tough situation.